but they've never used it again. But now they've started. One devotee, a girl from Berkeley Temple, who is a very big book distributor. Sometimes she could collect $500-$600 in one day. She was just kidnapped by order of the court. They have a psychologist who listens to the parents' description. And on the basis of that second-hand report, the psychologist...
That kidnapping, that is already law there. It what is minor. And without the permission of the parent. With police force, it's who can be kidnapped.
But this is not for minors. This is for adults. This is a new thing. That the psychologist will write some report to the court that based on the information I have received, this person is not mentally competent. Therefore, this person must be put under the guardianship of their parents, even if they are an adult. Otherwise, they will harm themselves. So in this way, the psychologist...
Any psychologist will give you a report or anyone can...
Anyone. You just pay him and he gives you a report.
So.
They're rascals. And then the court issues an order that now this person is... freedom is taken away and she's put under the charge of her family for 30 days. Then they come with the police and they give the paper and they take her away by force and they fly her to one of these camps where they harass her for 30 days.
Brainwashed.
Try to break their faith.
Actually, they're brainwashed.
So this can be done by the...
They have some law and they are misusing it for this purpose.
Then what to do?
Well, we have got these lawyers who want to start a nationwide organization to fight this law for us. So the head of this group is in San Francisco.
I said, I mean, that, yes, if anyone can be kidnapped.
Yes.
That
is the real point. That they have, that this is like Nazi Germany. Well, this is insane. So, because it is so anti-American, then many people who would not normally connect themselves with our movement are now coming forward to help us.
Yes, they must. Otherwise, freedom is lost.
Yes.
That
is what they are realizing, that this may not stop at just Hare Krishna. They can kidnap anyone. That's our propaganda to get support. Yes.
In Russia, they do that. When they don't like someone, they put them in a mental home.
That was that whole article I brought from the first page one of LA Times, that how they have made this legal. And now they have got tax exemption. So now it's going to increase. For the next year, it's going to increase because they're going to get a lot of money from the families as tax write-offs. They call themselves educational organizations. They're educating the public. Because they do speaking engagements at colleges and different places. So on the basis of that, they apply to the federal government. Please, we are just like an educational group. You must give us tax exemption. So they have been given that. Now, people can donate money to them. Instead of paying taxes to the U.S. government, they can donate money to them in exchange for paying taxes. Fighting will get more
intense
this year, definitely. But that means more propaganda for us, more publicity.
Oh, yeah.
And I look forward to it, because we'll smash them on each side, in each confrontation. They now realize that when they have a debate against us, they always lose. We have had maybe 5 or 6 confrontations in Los Angeles on television and on the radio. And every time they lose, and every time they go away, like this.
You can see, yeah, and then my section, I was
But actually, we're getting all this free exposure on radio and on television. And each time we come off sounding very intelligent, very religious, very nice, and they come off sounding like fanatics and bigots. So people are getting a good impression of us because of the publicity on radio and television.
Sita was spoken to the fire, and she came out and burned. Sita was blasted, and this woman was kidnapped by Rama. And I'm telling you, it's not happening. Yeah, you can't be tapped out and live with me. So, Ransom was put in the fire. And she came out.
You were asking me, what is the use of, say, if you came to America, if you were on television? But actually, people are very interested in this issue, so they are listening. They are listening to see us, hoping that we will be exposed.
I'm sorry, there are many fanatics in my path. He's a man. What's happening?
It's a program, it'll go to anyone.
They'll do anything, you have to have professional bodyguards.
This Reverend Moon is not being attacked. The other leaders aren't.
I think you should have carry on your fighting from India through your other men.
At least a place like Hawaii.
I feel if you went to America during this fight, it may be very dangerous also.
It's possible.
Because there's a lot of crazy. These people are crazy. But you could give your orders from India, and this way the fight can go on.
Hawaii is going to fight too.
Hawaii is not involved so much. Yeah, I'm thinking.
So if they heard that he's in Hawaii, they go there.
So
normal company.
But we were just thinking that if Prabhupada spends a few months every year outside of India, his time won't be so occupied by
the problems.
Particular management thing that has to think about in India. There'll be some relief.
At least when you go to Hawaii, you always get a good rest and there's no visitors. And it's very, your translation work increases tremendously. It's very nice there.
Well,
on my hand. I'm not practicing for example, very something that.
That's due to the kidney?
Yeah, by the way, maybe.
So is it affecting your translation work?
I do not that much.
Hmm.
I didn't very much. I passed it at 17 points.
So what to do?
Back on the both ways of it.
This is the 24th chapter, Srila Prabhupada. Next slide. How many verses are there in this chapter? Do you know how to say?
Good number.
Rajuna was telling me how the last verses of the chapter describe the appearance, getting ready for the appearance of Krishna.
Yeah. 67. I was a five.
think the pen's still in the case. But the pencil still in the red case.
We know you have a very low opinion of doctors.
I used to die in thousands of doctors. But I may be serious, but don't call them. Child correct. Don't be disturbed. Everyone has to die. Let us die to love them. All this medicine, this cancer,
take them out and then all kinds of machines.
Child courage is not the way that is. I know this. Balas Sameha Saradam Kikuru Vishinda. Semi Canto.
Volume 2. That's it. Balasimeha saranam pitaro nisringha. Now test it. Chagadam. Saptasitat prati vidhi yahi ihan jasaita. Tavad vibho tanu britam tvadu kachitanam. My Lord Nisringadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child, a physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man.
That's ultimately, but maybe we could give you some temporary relief, so we don't feel. Because when you are ill,
but that's no severe, big man severe.
No.
But that's not good. Can't hurt.
Srila Prabhupada, in the past, your health has not been good. They have begun chanting Hare Krishna in all the temples.
Yes.
All around the world.
Special. Additional kirtan.
Perhaps we should institute that way.
No, you. Not Pavai, as you do your thing. Or you guys. That's pastoral thing. Second very good. That was fatal. Is that
right? Yes. I went to the hospital.
Krishna said, I don't know the hospital.
The doctor said, the doctor said, and how is it that he is still here? They said,
what?
When you had that attack,
uh-huh.
It was on, I think, during the, you were lecturing on Chaitanya Chaitamrita in the morning lectures you were giving. I can remember. And one morning you said you were not feeling well. And the doctor said, I can remember, this is, your left side was paralyzed.
Yes, paralyzed.
Left side. And this is the most dangerous, the doctor said. Maybe for swelling, we can increase the massaging to 3 times a day.
That's what they say, tell me not to massage very much. At least not when it's swelling.
Actually, that medicine that Shu Sharma gave you, that was reduced. I don't think you sell me the perfect medicine.
My father, he also used to get swelling, but this was due to diabetes.
I have diabetes.
He was getting swelling in his legs and hands. But he had to take this insulin, and this kept the swelling nil. By taking insulin. Every morning he would give himself a shot. But he had no more swelling.
Just stick a needle in his head every morning.
There are many gentlemen who take insulin twice,
yeah.
At least once.
The diabetes.
Huh?
They have diabetes. Very common.
Oh, yes.
We have a devotee who does that. This boy in New York, whose parents have kidnapped him many times, he's actually, that's their charge against us, that, oh, my son is diabetic, and you are not spending $25,000 on doctors. You are not taking care of him. That is their charge against us. Then Adi Keshava Maharaj said, all right, if you want him to have such excellent medical treatment, you give us the money and we'll spend it on it. So then, the parents say, just see, blackmail. That is a big charge in the paper. It's called extortion. Adi Keshava Maharaj was indicted for kidnapping and for extortion.
Is that Ed Shapiro?
Yes. Oh. Their parents cheated again. They said, just see, blackmail. Yes. They lie and say, this president, he said, if you do not give us this money, we will let your son die.
In a different way.
Yes.
You invited him.
No, he's on the phone. But he's been charged by the grand jury of attempted extortion.
He can never prove that.
I have heard that now, this month, we have already been on the biggest television shows in America, big night shows. They have these shows that go 2-3 hours at a time, and everyone in America watches them. 40 million people watch them. So we've already been on those shows now. Our devotees have already been on those shows now because of this controversy. We're becoming more famous.
And they're chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes.
You are getting everyone to chant Hare Krishna Singapore.
That's right. Hirayava Sandhayava. Tamara. Then they chant Hare. So that is Nina. Whole countrywide. It has become a national song.
All over the world.
That is what I said.
If you ask them who is the Vishnu man, then no one knows. Everyone knows Hare Krishna.
We are known as Hare Krishna. And I'm very personal.
Yes.
They call us the Harrys.
Mm-hmm.
The Harrys.
Yeah.
And they deprogrammed a newsletter that we intercepted. They did not like the chant so much. So after a while, they just started saying the HKs. They didn't want to say the whole name of God. You notice that?
Age to pronounce it, and Hare, Hare is Hare. Age is a law.
But for writing, HK.
I think that what he grew. Say HK, he did not travel that Hare Krishna.
No.
Not that Hare Krishna.
Anyway, whenever they see HK, they are thinking in their mind, Hare Krishna.
They're writing the news from Germany.
The news from Germany? I have not heard any change. Except that Satguru's men, they began, just before Christmas, the school closed, they began to go to Germany to take standing orders. And it was the most difficult country, they said. Very difficult. And because one of the reasons is they have such a very bad opinion of us. The church is against us, but still they managed to get a few standing orders, and then the schools closed for Christmas. Not yet. They just began. Now they're spending this month, January and February, in Germany. This will be the very valuable for our case there, if the scholars begin appreciating us from a different angle. But meanwhile, book distribution is bigger than ever in Germany.
That is a proof we're gaining ground.
Yeah, the two champion big book distributors are both German boys.
Yeah, they've out-distributed everyone, even in America.
From the heritage, Krishna can keep. Just see how small animal it is, and how freely it is. Let them manufacture a small animal like this. Very nice. They've got all the symptoms of animal. It has got the desire, it has thinking, killing, willing, then eating, sleeping, making, everything is there. As such, the anatomic physiology is there. You catch them going here is very potent. And where from they are coming, where they are going, they see how small it is. Cannot see with naked eyes, so small. But these are all life symptoms. And they say there is no soul.
No, it is some wonderful chemical mixture that they have not discovered yet. Very mysterious chemistry. It's all based on this idea of a study of genes and chromosomes, genetics. They have so many words for describing how it happens.
Gemlin. What gemlin?
DNA, RNA.
But they still can't explain the power force that activates them. They still can't explain the actual source of power that it activates those chemicals.
Think of it. It is not fun.
In the late 1800s, there was a very famous story in America called Frankenstein.
Yes.
This Dr. Frankenstein, he took dead bodies from the graveyards, and he sewed them together, and then by electrical energy, it charges like a battery.
Long time tester. I've seen that picture.
But actually, people all over the Western world then became convinced that one day science will create life. This popularized the idea in a
certain way. Oh, that's strange to have, maybe. Mura.
The only problem was he had the wrong brain.
Huh?
And they took the brain from a known criminal and put it inside the dead man. So when he came back to life, he was a demon. That's their only problem, they say. If they only taken a brain from a dead body who was a good man, then everything would have been all right.
So it would have taken the brain of scientists and make another scientist. Why they should regret that the scientist is dead?
That's their goal. That is their goal.
Goal that many. That's what they have done. That is the first thing.
And another goal they have is by controlling the genes, they expect that one day they will be able to produce many men with the same talents, with the same physical appearance. Duplicate.
Will. Everything will. They were practical. Such as after they are going on as scientists. Everything in future. Trust not future, have a pleasure. And they are depending everything on future. Yes, we are trying. It's a good millions of years. And people believe it.
Because there's no God, so this is the only hope, science. The only hope for immortality is science. That's what people think.
But that is bogus.
That means people want to believe in immortality. They want eternal life.
Yeah. That is factual. Nobody wants for that. Even on deathbed, one thing, if something could have been done by myself. One gentleman in Alabama was our friend. So he was dying at the age of 54. So he was requesting the doctor, can you not prolong my life for 4 years more so I could finish my skin? Such a man. What is nonsense skin? Sapasa sa tuyo magdiya kamulan asapasa sa tuyo magdiya
Asa pasha shitaya badha kama krodha parayana ihante kama bogatam anya yunata santayam. They believe that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification.
Is there any purpose?
Hmm. The demoniac accept that the enjoyment of the senses is the ultimate goal of life, and this concept they maintain until death. They do not believe in life after death, and they do not believe that one takes on different types of bodies according to one's karma or activities in this world. Their plans for life are never finished, and they go on preparing plan after plan, all of which are never finished. We have personal experience of a person of such demoniac mentality. Who, even at the point of death, was requesting the physician to prolong his life for 4 years more because his plans were not yet complete. Such foolish people do not know that a physician cannot prolong life even for a moment. When the notice is there, there is no consideration of the man's desire. The laws of nature do not allow a second beyond what is destined to one is destined to enjoy. The demoniac person who has no faith in God or the super soul within himself performs all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. He does not know that there is a witness sitting within his heart. The super soul is observing the activities of the individual soul. As it is stated in Vedic literature, the Upanishads, there are two birds sitting in one tree. The one is acting and enjoying or suffering the fruits of the branches, and the other is witnessing. But one who is demoniac has no knowledge of Vedic scripture, nor has he any faith. Therefore, he feels free to do anything for sense enjoyment, regardless of the consequence.
अहंकार विभोर आत्मा का काम इसी मंदर पे चांदी होल जो पीपला इन डार्कनेस अदर इज गोइंग एज एन हॉस्पिटल दिस इज ऑल एन इंस्टीट्यूशन टू गिव देम सम लाइट देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट ऑल in the darkness. Andhara Thandri Rupani Yamar. Then darkness has some reason comes, he is also in the darkness, and both of them all ditch. Anyway. Do you agree to this point? Otherwise you cannot become a good preacher. You must be yourself, must be coming actually the people. All these rascals, scientists, philosophers, politicians, they're all in darkness. And then we guide people. One of the first class rascal in darkness is your Darwin. Another first class Diva is a tribe. He has the knives of the forest. Anthropomorphic, no? What is that? Anthropology.
Oh, the latest demon is the one who says the population theory, overpopulation.
Yes.
He's causing the trouble now.
Because everyone is ghostly haunted, and it's looking all nonsense. To say to Pilate, I know what it can be. My attractive Julian says that one is under the control of Maya. He speaks like ghostly haunted men. All nonsense.
They're actually ghostly hunting, or is it ghostly hunting?
Ghostly hunting, my eyes actually as well. They attack mostly their guardians. Father, mother. The ghostly hunting man becomes very enemical to the guardians. And wants to kill them. Many cases. And abuses the father, like, hey, you, dresser, why you come? I said, kill you. I said it. May I be called a ghostly hunter? Very dangerous.
What is the cure?
No cure. You must die. No cure. These hospitals are here. Mental. The case is a mental hospital. That's antibiotics. That is helpful.
I read one in the purport. You said that Hainami can even cure insane.
Oh, yes. Well, love can cure it. Take that.
Would you like to take a drive to that